we sort of, as a committee, we're trying to think of ideas, and Martin Halfacre, who's on our committee, came up with an idea for stick to the social distance rules, but also, yeah, hopefully raise some money for the club. So we're doing a sort of dawn till dusk net session. So people have a net for 50 minutes and it goes on throughout the whole day. And then a boundary walk around the rope, around the field, sorry, to hopefully cover the distance from Compton to Lords and back again.
Now, who's actually marked that out? Who's looked all this up and worked out that, I guess, so many laps equates to that distance?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how many laps it is, but someone has done this. So Martin has put it all together. And I, again, I'm not entirely sure how many laps it is, but I'm on at 7 o'clock in the evening. So I'm hoping by then that most people will have, you know, put in a good stint for me so that I don't have too many to do.
I saw someone that said it was 500 laps, but I might be wrong. But
no, I think you're probably right. It is something like that, because I think we looked at going just to Lords and then thought, actually, no, we can probably come back again as well. You know, let's give ourselves a bit more of a challenge and I guess test the fitness of the club and the local community. So you book in for an hour. And it's with, you can do with up to six people, because obviously six people can go on a socially distant walk, or run, or, you know, whatever you want to do around that boundary rope. So we're hoping that people that have booked on, it's £15 to do the hour. We've got a crowdfunder page, so people can donate that way, and then come along with their five friends. And then we'll add up all the laps that are done between all of those people in that hour, and then throughout the day. And then, as I said, hopefully by 7 o'clock, there won't be too many left.
I guess there'd have been a lot easier ways of raising some money, maybe just a normal quiz. Maybe you've done that. But to have a function that literally goes from dawn to dusk, that's a big commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think we just felt that, we've done a few quizzes and things like that, and that does bring people together, but it's slightly different because you're doing it over the internet, so you don't have that necessarily. You get a bit of a community feel, but there's nothing quite like actually being out on the field, and I think that's what everyone's missing. So I think for us, this is a chance to bring everybody up to the club, do it in a socially distant way so that, you know, there isn't the risk there, but raise a bit of money and just bring us all together.
How much are you looking to raise?
Well, so we set up a crowdfunder page a day ago, I think it was, we've already raised, I think it's 3,600-ish. We've had some match funding from Sports England in that, and we need to get to 4,000 to make sure that we get that match funding. But ideally, you know, it started out as a project to make sure we cover our costs for the year. So obviously there's still the ongoing ground maintenance, we've got insurance to pay, those sorts of things. But if we can push on, our plan is to, we want to replace our nets and our artificial wicket that are coming, you know, as these things do, they're coming to the end of their life. And, you know, we want to grow our club, we want to provide cricket to the whole community. And to do that, we need to have good facilities.